Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and welcome to my Real Country for another week. Before we get into what's on this week's jam-packed show, don't forget you can always give me a call, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Now, what is on today's show, I hear you ask? We've got a whole heap of great stuff. Zach Brown Band, a little bit of Chris Isaak as we wrap up the Denny Blues and Roots Festival. Chrissy Thomas, Rue Arcus, Christy Cox, and Album of the Week comes from Blake Shelton. Very, very cool. Also, Lynn Botel and something a little bit new, the Hillbilly Killers. Anyway, I thought I'd kick off the entire show with Jane Denham's fantastic single, Addicted to the Diesel. Now, her album, Renegade, is coming out very, very soon. So you've got to actually sit by iTunes and wait for that to happen because it's going to be an absolutely amazing album. I can't wait to bring it to you. Anyway, let's kick off the show with Jane Denham, Addicted to the Diesel. Here it is on Real Country.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Well, our virtuous body was informed tonight of a sinner. Oh, he wails on his powers with demand and act. Douse his spirit to the deep shards of earth. Yes, some folks that just need a killing. A lethal homo silence spilling. A judgmental death, stalling of their last breath. They call us the hillbilly killers. The Robin Hood mountaintop thrillers. We'll famish the evil, vanquish the good. Just like a righteous band should. It creeps in the night, covers on the shadow of blackness. It preys on the tremulous, beautiful young mountain girls. Now she was seen lost 2 weeks in a red gabardine dress. Just need a killing, a lethal homicidal spilling, a judgmental death, stalling on their last breath. Oh, they call us the hillbilly killers, the rapacious mountaintop thrillers. We'll famish the evil and vanquish the good, just like a righteous band should. Gas and his plans are blast through with hot pride. He shocks the poor from their homes, siphons them to the street like a scientist. So at the laying of day, behind the wing of cold fancy, he hides. Yeah, some folks just need a killing, a lethal homicidal spilling. Judgmental death, stalling on their last breath. Oh, they call us the hillbilly killers, the rapacious mountaintop thrillers. We'll famish the evil, vanquish the good, just like a righteous band should.
Now, normally hillbilly stuff does get a bit of a warning here on Real Country so that you know that super awesome hillbilly music is coming up. But that was The Hillbilly Killers, and it was written by Catherine Britt as a bit of a theme song for the group. Now, the group is actually made up of some very talented musicians featuring Bill Chambers, Tim Rogers, and, of course, Catherine Britt. Plus, a few guest friends that come through. Now, it's been 2 years in the making, the whole Hillbilly Killers concept. And over that time, the band have spent plenty of time songwriting and completing demos and getting the sound just right. And it's absolutely amazing. They've got their three-track sampler that'll be out very, very soon. They call us the Hillbilly Killers. That was the song that we just played, and two other exciting songs. And it's described as the ultimate murder ballad. They call us the Hillbilly Killers. I reckon it's a great song. You can get it on iTunes, and we'll be posting some more information on that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry, sometime during the week. Anyway, I love that song. That's a little bit new, so I thought I'd throw that out there. Now, while we're talking about exciting things, personally, I am actually quite excited. I've got some concerts that I'm doing for the Red Cross and flood victims up in Queensland as a morale booster. They're going to be fantastic concerts. But anyway, when I got the email through, point of the story, when I got the email through, they said that Lynn Botel was there, and I actually got quite excited because I haven't actually done a show with Lynn Botel. I've interviewed her and we've chatted, but I really rate her as such a fantastic musician and songwriter, and she's just got such a wonderful voice. So I thought, what a great excuse to put her in Real Country. Lynn Botel, Beautiful Liar. Absolutely stunning.
Been thinking of you lately. You were such a conundrum. So confusing, so hurtful, baby, and so loving. Been thinking of you lately. How'd we get to this place where we don't talk, we don't even argue, and I don't see your face? My heart was on fire. I trembled with fear in the headlights. I never could rival the touch of your skin, old desire. So much lately, how you broke my will. I never knew it could be so disarming, this love you feel. Been thinking of you too much lately. Someone said you were gone. Packed up your things, you were leaving for somewhere so long. My heart was on fire. I trembled with fear in the headlights. I never could rival the touch of your skin, oh desire. Beautiful liar.
Hey, it's Blake Shelton. Keep listening to hear tracks from my new album, Based on a True Story.
If you think finance providers are all the same, well, you obviously haven't dealt with Go Car Loans. Go Car Loans specializes in customer service, and that makes all the difference. With Go Car Loans, you'll receive personal service tailored to your individual needs, with the focus being on getting exactly the right loan to suit your circumstances. So whether it's time to trade in, trade up, or refinance, make sure you talk to Go Car Loans first. They have consultants available for you 7 days a week on 1300 884 075, or apply online at gocarloans.com.au. Go Car Loans, they'll give you the green light.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you.
Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. For all things country, check out realcountrymix.com. You know you want to. Now, our double play this week comes from our album of the week, which, again, I'm quite excited about. And with each album release, I would imagine that Blake Shelton would be under more and more creative pressure to produce albums that equal or top his previous works. But as I've come to find out, this mentor from the American version of The Voice makes the seemingly impossible real in his new album, Based on a True Story. An Oklahoma boy with a wicked sense of humor, Blake Shelton has had an impressive string of successes, including no less than 7 consecutive US number one singles, winning numerous CMA, CMT, and ACM awards to his name. And based on this album, that should see him gain even more accolades for this exceptional album. Even when you first hit play, the opening track really does set the tone for the album beautifully, featuring the Pistol Annies and Friends. It's an album of stories, experiences, and home truths masterfully produced in a manner that sees Blake as country, with a country album, yet still palatable to a mainstream non-country audience. But some fans may be a little bit disappointed that none of them were actually penned by Blake. It's not a big deal, but it did take the shine off it a little when I was having a read through the booklet. Overall, Based on a True Story is, as you'd expect from Blake Shelton, a great listen from start to finish of future standards, hits, and singles. It really is a great album. And if you want to check out the full print version of that review and listen to samples from the entire album, all you need to do is head to realcountrymix.com, and it's under blogs. Now, it almost seems to be tradition these days that someone names their album after a song title on that album. And Blake wanted to do something a little bit different, as he explains right here.
You know, I was getting a lot of pressure from the record label that, you know, that we need a title for the album because we're going to start making these things. And I didn't want to just name it, you know, after a song that's on the record. I just felt like that would be, you know, taking the easy way out. And so I put the album on. I listened to it from start to finish all the way, and I finally decided that, you know, the album, every one of these songs, I can put myself there in that situation at some point in my life, or even right now. And I just felt like it was about my life, and that's where Based on a True Story came from. I had that thought, and I mentioned it to the label, and it stuck.
I was gonna keep it real, like chill, like only have a drink or two. But it turned into a party when I started talking to you. And now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. Baby, it's your call, no pressure at all. You don't have to throw back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it sure be cool if you did.
down, 'cause you've already knocked me dead. Got me falling apart with my heart talking out of my head. Let your mind take a little back road, just as far as you want to go. Baby, I'll do whatever you want. Like a high I wanna be on. You don't have to throw back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy bench seat and do a little bit of country song.
Hey, I'm Blake Shelton. Here's one of the songs from my new album, based on a true story.
Around here, don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Seifert threw a jukebox needle at the honky tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
Right.
Yeah, and walk to call work, a digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get your girl in your four wheel drive. Yeah, the boys around here drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no shit. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco spit. Aw, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie.
Well,
no, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yep, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawling. Just can't help it because they just keep falling for the boys. Shoot a back and shoot a back and spin.
Let's ride through the countryside. Let's ride down to the riverside.
Hey now, girl, hop inside. Me and you gonna take a little ride to the river. And the crickets is the only sound. We out of town. Have you ever got down with a
red, 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 red,
up inside. Me and you, we're gonna take a little ride. It's the only sound. We out of town.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Girl, you gotta get down with us.
That's right. That's right.
Come on through the countryside.
That's right.
Down to the riverside.
From Blake Shelton's new album, Based on a True Story. That was up first there. Sure Be Cool If You Did, the current single there. And Boys Round Here, that's the one that was featuring the Pistol Annies as well. Now, something else that I did love was bumping into Christy Cox at the Denny Blues and Roots Festival, which incidentally was a fantastic festival. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Anyway, spent some time with Christy there, and she is such a talented individual. She's heading off to the US, and we wish her all of the best over there doing some more bluegrassy stuff. You know, while we were sitting there and enjoying the music, you know, it's important to stay hydrated, and Christy and I did drink quite a lot of water. I think Christy drank a lot more water than I did, but that's because she's a good girl and she looks after herself. Anyway, this is a fantastic song from her album, Miles and Time Zones, which is available on iTunes. We'll be posting a link to that on our Facebook page. This is one of my favourite tracks on it, A Little Bit of Wonderful. Here it is. This is Christy Cox on Real Country. Feeling a little thirsty now.
There's a little bit of sunshine peeking through the wood blinds. Lying with you, hearing two hearts beat in time. Wake up, my love, the day is waiting. Ready will be so amazing. Oh, what we've got is a little bit of wonderful.
We've got is a little bit of wonderful.
Now, if you would like to re-listen to anything in today's show, it is so easy. All you need to do is head to your smartphone, go to your music download software or your podcasting app of choice, do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and click download and subscribe, and you'll have access not only to this show, but all of our previous shows, and on top of that, some great bonus content as well. And you'll never miss an episode of Real Country again. I reckon that's a pretty sweet deal, considering it's free. What's coming up after the break, I hear you ask. We have Zach Brown Band, Chris Isaac, Chris E. Thomas, Ruarkus, and a whole heap more, including my favourite segment, da-da-da-da, Social Country. All of that and more after the break.
This is Doug Bruce, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Couple of days. Oh, sweet. Have you ever had a day when it all goes right? Couldn't do no wrong even if you try. That's sweet. That's a bad boy, Holly.
The April issue of 442 is on sale now, where we talk to the sharpshooters. Archie Thompson, Daniel McBreen, and Spanish sensation Michu. We interview Vince Grella about retirement before he returns to Italy. Speaking of which, can Mario Balotelli help AC Milan back to the promised land? Plus, German great Michael Ballack answers your questions. All this and plenty more in this month's 442. On sale at your local newsagent, at the App Store, or on Zinio.
Hey, this is Diana Corcoran, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. For all things country, check out realcountrymix.com. I think it's definitely worth a look. Now, straight into my favourite segment, Social Country. Now, it's really easy to get your song or your request on Social Country. All you need to do is leave us a post or a message on Facebook. Facebook.com/Real Country is where it's at. We're also on Twitter, so you can leave us a tweet or send us a tweet anytime, day or night there. You can also go to our website, realcountrymix.com. Or my favourite way is for you to give me a call on our request line. That's 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Give us a call and let us know what's happening and what you're listening to and loving as far as country goes. Now, Jennifer and Sue on Facebook. Jennifer requested it this week. Sue mentioned it last week after I'd put the show together. And, you know, I reckon it's a great suggestion. This is from Ruarkus, and he is such a talent, and I'm so pleased that he's back doing country music. His album, This Here Cowboy, is simply brilliant. That was the title track and his first single from the album. But this is another great song that I love from that same album. This is Ruarkus. Am I crazy? Really? Is that what is Jennifer, Sue, are you saying something?
Started out like any other day before. Traffic work, traffic home, really nothing more. Then I stopped off to have a drink or two. And I met you. I've been thrown by some pretty wild horses, but this is all brand new. Dusting off my hat and shining up my cowboy boots. Never saw me in the Friday night neon lights, dancing with one woman for the rest of my life. Am I crazy? And say, hey, what's going on? Get nervous when you walk in the room. I'm over the moon. Slam bam.
nights. Never saw me in the Friday night neon lights, dancing with one woman for the rest of my life. Am I crazy?
Now, again, if you want your request to turn up on Social Country, it's really easy. All you need to do is pick up the phone and give us a buzz on 1300 929 516. That's 1300 929 516. You can also let us know on social media, hence the term Social Country, on Facebook, facebook.com/realcountry, and leave us a post on our page. Let us know with a tweet on Twitter, or you can shoot us an email via realcountrymix.com, our website. Judy did exactly that, and she's been working real hard. She had to work through the whole Easter weekend and, you know, doesn't normally get public holidays or anything else off, so this is her anthem, and it is courtesy of a really awesome chick, Chrissy Thomas. This is her track, Working. Great suggestion, Judy. And it's about time you got the monkey off your back, which incidentally is the name of the album that this comes from Chrissy Thomas. Here it is, Working on Real Country.
I'm working on love, I'm working on a plan, I'm willing.
Now, don't forget, if you are a fan of country and in particular a fan of real country, don't forget to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/real country, or do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. And what we do each week is we post some of the cool video clips and great country news that's related to the great stuff that we play in the show. We'll also let you know about our bonus content when it's up and a whole heap of other great stuff too. So really worthwhile heading over on Facebook to facebook.com/realcountry, which is Ben Sorensen's Real Country Facebook page. Very, very cool. Something else that's cool coming up right after the break. You've got my rundown on the awesome Denny Blues and Roots Festival. Some tunes from Chris Isaak and the Zac Brown Band. And it's going to be absolutely awesome. And I will reveal all on the other side of this break. Now I can't carry
the world on my shoulders. Hey, this is Peter McWhirter, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. While you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest car industry news, read motorcycle reviews and news, and pick up some handy road safety tips too. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. For all things country, check out realcountrymix.com. That's the website you need. Now, this Easter long weekend, I thought to myself, what can I do that'll be absolutely cool, memorable, and a whole heap of fun? And do you know what? I actually found the Denny Blues and Roots Festival. That's where I actually did the last minute drive down there. And it was absolutely mind-blowingly amazing. The lineup there, I was so impressed with. And you know what? I almost think that no one else did anything else this Easter long weekend, because all the cool people were on stage at the Denny Blues and Roots Festival. We had Jason Mraz, Zac Brown Band, Status Quo, Newton Faulkner, who actually did an amazing set on stage, Dirt River Radio, Howlin' Steam Train. There was also Santana, Steve Miller Band, which I was actually quite excited about, Bonnie Raitt, who was fantastic, Jimmy Cliff, Tony Joe White, and also Chris Isaak. And that's just some of them. There were so many more. And it was such a cruisy atmosphere in the crowd. It was just fantastic. And it really was a great idea. And a big congratulations to the organisers as well, because that was their first year. That was the inaugural year of the Denny Blues and Roots Festival. And it certainly went off really, really well. The lineup was great. The crowd was fantastic. It was just such a really well put together show. Very, very impressed. And you know what? There was a few acts that really, really blew me away. And this one was Chris Isaak. Now, I've seen him a couple of times and when he's come out to Australia, and he is the ultimate showman. And I think that his show is just so entertaining, and he's put it together so well. And the music is just stunning, and he has such great voice control. It's definitely something that you really should get out and see as a Chris Isaak show before you die. Add it to your bucket list, definitely. I was walking around all day, and there was girls going, I can't wait for Chris Isaak, and I can't wait for him to tell me that Baby did a bad, bad thing. So, you know, I don't really understand what they're actually inferring or meaning there, but I'm sure when I'm old enough, someone will explain it to me. Anyway, this is Chris Isaak, one of my favourite moments from the Denny Blues and Roots Festival. Baby did a bad, bad thing.
Back to you. I wanna hope so. You ever pray with all your heart and soul just to
thing. Maybe it's a bad, bad thing. Maybe it's a bad, bad thing. I feel like crying. Feel like crying. You ever toss and turn your light awake and thinking about the one you love? Close your eyes, you're making believe you're holding the one you're dreaming of. But if you say so, it hurts so bad when you finally know just how low, 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 low she'll go. Baby, it's a bad, bad thing. Baby, it's a bad, bad thing. Baby, it's a bad, bad thing. And I feel like crying. I feel like crying.
Again, that was Chris Isaak. Baby did a bad, bad thing. And for the ladies out there, we will be posting a Chris Isaak video clip of that. And, you know, I've seen the video clip. I actually think that it's a great video clip for everybody. Chris Isaak, Baby did a bad, bad thing. We'll post that on our Facebook page sometime during this week. So you've got to like our page so that you don't miss out on that. Denny Blues and Roots Festival is something that everyone should definitely put on their calendar for next year. It was a fantastic experience. And one of the bands that came on earlier in the day on the Saturday was the Zac Brown Band. Absolutely stunning. Now, I know that I've mentioned the Zac Brown Band a bit over the last couple of weeks while they've been in Australia. Absolutely brilliant. Their musicianship is spot on every single time. Their shows are just breathtakingly brilliant. So if you do ever get a chance to see the Zac Brown Band live, do it. Take a sick day. Do whatever you need to do to get there. Absolutely brilliant. Anyway, let's go to it now. The Zac Brown Band, Uncaged. And this is how Zac and the band view performing live.
We're a live performing band, and, you know, we love to make records too, but we love to be on the stage. That's really our home and our strongest, you know, our strongest place is on the stage. It's a pleasure to get to perform and to get to, you know, play for our fans, that they, you know, the people that give us our job doing what we're doing, and love to try to find new ways to impress them and help them to forget about everything so they can come out and get lost in a concert with us. Hey!
Set my spirit free. Won't stop till I reach the ocean. Gonna break these chains holding me. Uncaged. Gonna swim in the coldest river. Gonna drink from a mountain spring. Deep in the land. We'll be right back.
take every chance I'm given. Through the wind, through the open plains. Freedom is a gift, get living. We'll chase that sunset.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that was your dose of Real Country done for another week. Now, if you would like to continue the conversation, and we'd love you to join in, all you need to do is check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Real Country. We're also on Twitter as well, or you can also check out our website, realcountrymix.com. You can listen to the podcast of the show. There's links to all of our social media pages and our Album of the Week review as well. So much cool stuff there, realcountrymix.com. Now, hopefully you've enjoyed the show, and hopefully you've set it in your diary to be back on the same station, same time next week for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Three-time ARIA nominee and Golden Guitar winner Warren H. Williams is one of Australia's finest Indigenous songwriters, seamlessly blending his love of land, his culture, language and life into some of the best country music of our time.
G'day, it's Warren H. Williams here, and I'd like you to experience my new album, Onamara.
If you like good country, you will love Onamara. Warren H. Williams' album, Onamara, is available on iTunes, at ABC stores and all good music retailers.